Welcome to Reformation Platform Media. And now, we present to you God's Word, which is able to save your soul. Please, listen with your heart as the servant of God brings us the Word of Life.
We give you all the glory, we give you all the honor. We thank you for your mercy over our life. We thank you for your mercy, that in your mercy you've gathered us. In your mercy you've looked down on us and decided to warn us that see, the end is coming. But I love you so much, that you love us so much, that you don't want us to perish. And that is the reason why you've gathered us. All you want for us is the best. You don't want us to be partaker of that fire that will be kindled with brimstone and sulfur. But you want us to reign with you. You want us to enjoy with you. You want to end our pains and sorrow. That is why you decided to warn us. We thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. We exalt your name in the name of Jesus. We pray that as the Lord will be starting with us this morning, that you will show mercy on us. That in your mercy, you will open the eyes of our understanding to understand your word in the name of Jesus. That you will not leave us in darkness in the name of Jesus. That on every section you will shed light upon your word in our life in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please let's have our seats. And this morning, I'll just be charging us before the section for the day starts. But I would like us to open our Bible to Matthew 13. Matthew 13 from verse 4.
Snatch away the seed that was planted in their heart. 20. The seed on the rocky soil represents those who hear the message and immediately receive it with joy. For since they don't have deep roots, they don't last long. They fall away as soon as they have problems or are persecuted for believing God's word. The seed that fell among the thorns, then those who hear God's word, but all too quickly, the message is crowded out by the worries of this life and the lure of wealth. So no fruit is produced. The seed that fell on good soil represent those who truly hear and understand God's word and produce a harvest of 36 or even 100 times as much as had been planted.
Amen. This chapter 13 was talking about Jesus Christ started with the issue of or the parable of the seed sower.
Obi ketala ti akayi Jesu so fun wa nipa itan eni ti o nforogbin.
And if you look at other parables that Jesus Christ talked about in this particular chapter 13,
bi a ba si wo awon itan miran ti Jesu so nipa re ninu obi ketala yi,
you will keep on seeing that what he's talking about is that the kingdom of God can be likened to this. Now we are talking about knowing the times so that we can be aware or be informed about the issue of this end time so that we can prepare for that kingdom.
This is the answer on nipa mimo akoko na ki a ba le gbara di sile fun ijoba yi.
But what I want to talk about this morning,
Jesus
Christ has gathered us here this morning. And is the seed sower. And is ready to sow a seed. And for these 4 days, the seed has been prepared to be sown. But my question is, what is the texture of your heart?
Bawo ni okan ti re se ri?
How is your heart like?
Kini a le fi okan re we?
Is it a sandy soil or a rocky soil?
Se erupo ni tabi apata?
Or your heart is a loamy soil that allows it to grow very fast?
Tabi okan re je ki ile juju eyi ti o ma nje ki erupin ki o tete wu?
Or in the field of your heart there are thorns there?
Tabi ninu papa okan re orisirisi awon egun le wa nibe?
Because if our heart is not well prepared, God cannot sow any seed in our heart. Because if a farmer put a seed under on a
soil,
that particular seed has to go down first and die. And from then it will shoot up again. After shooting up, it start growing. But if that seed is not in a conducive environment, then there will be a problem. And God has been speaking since yesterday. But my question is, if God should go with us more than the way he has started yesterday, will your heart be enough to allow the word of God?
Is
my heart going to allow the word of God to work freely in my heart? Because these 4 days can be in vain. If my heart condition is not good, if my altar is not prepared, no fire can be kindled. If my altar is full of ashes, there is no fire. And God is saying this morning that today I'm ready to send down fire. I want to kindle a new fire over the altar of our life. But if this altar is not good enough, there can't be fire. What is our heart condition? Is your heart that ground that the seed just fall and he could not eat any good fruits? Or is it that rocky ground that when it fell, he had no roots? Or is it that place that he actually, the seed was coming up, but thorns actually choked him up? Or is it that ground that it yielded hundred folds of fruits?
Tabi shode je okan bi dara na eyi ti o mu irugbin jade ni ogorun.
Brethren,
eyin ara mi,
if God would do something in our life,
bi Olorun ba ma se ohun kan ninu aye wa,
our heart has to be in the right place.
Okan wa gbodo wa ni ibi ti o ye ko wa.
Our heart has to be that ground, that soil that eat hundred folds.
How will
it be that after this 4 days warning, we'll still end in hell?
We
don't understand. That hell is not filled with petrol. Not kerosene, but sulfur and brimstone. And if we don't know,
the
Bible said, by that time when Jesus Christ will come, and we will have to leave this body, your palm will be at that same spot you are. The clothes you put on will be at that the same spot. Because the clothes will not go with you. Because immediately that body will change to a glorified body. If that will happen to the saints,
ti o ti gba Olorun gbo.
Then those are going to hell, what will happen to their own body?
Awon ti won wa ti gba Jesus Christ gbo ton lo run apaje kini o ma wa sele si won.
In that place there is no palm.
Ni ibi tan so yi ko si bata.
You can try it. It will even aid the fire.
Bo ba ti egbiyanju re gan o ma je kini oyen tun jo si ni.
If you put on clothes, it will aid the fire.
Bo ba ti wash gan o ma tun re na lowo ni.
So why can't we place our heart now that we receive the warning so that it can heal 100-fold in our life?
Nítorí náà, a ò ṣe gbé ọkàn wa sí ibi tí yẹ kó wà kó ba lè so èso ọgọ́rùn nínú ayé wa.
Let's put all distraction away and focus on God in these 4 days.
Ẹ jẹ́ ká gbé gbogbo ohun ìdíwọ́ tì sápá kan ká dẹ̀ fi ojú wa sí ọ̀dọ̀ Ọlọ́run ní ọjọ́ mẹ́rin yìí.
Because today God is ready to kindle a new fire in our hearts.
Nítorí pé lónìí Ọlọ́run ṣetán láti fi iná tuntun sínú ọkàn wa.
It's not that I'm just saying it. This is what God wants to do.
Kò ń ṣe pé mo kàn ń sọ lẹ́nu lásán ohun tí Ọlọ́run fẹ́ ṣe ni.
Because God wants us to reign with him.
Nítorí pé Ọlọ́run fẹ́ ká bá òun jọba.
That is why he's bringing back the issue of heart condition.
Nítorí náà ló ṣe ń mú ọ̀rọ̀ yìí padà wá fún wa ká lè wo bí ọkàn wa ṣe rí.
This morning during the prayer, this issue was also mentioned.
Ní òwúrọ̀ yìí nígbà tí à ń gbàdúrà, ọ̀rọ̀ yìí náà ni Ọlọ́run tún gbé kò wá lójú.
And God is saying it again.
Ọlọ́run tún sọ nísìnyí.
Your heart must be placed in the right place so I can speak to that heart.
Ọlọ́run sọ fún wa nísìnyí pé a gbọ́dọ̀ gbé ọkàn wa síbi tí òun fẹ́ kó wà kí òun lè bá ọkàn wa sọ̀rọ̀.
Bible said wherever your mind is.
Bíbélì sọ pé ibi tí ọkàn wa bá wà.
That is where your treasure lies.
Pé ibi tí ìṣúra wa wà òun náà nìyẹn.
And if your heart is not here.
Bí ọkàn wa ò bá dẹ̀ sí ń bẹ̀.
So where is your treasure?
Ibo wa ni ìṣúra wa wà.
If you are not looking at that issue of I don't want to go to hell, I want to reign with Christ.
Bí a ò bá máa wo ọ̀rọ̀ yìí pé mi ò fẹ́ lọ run àpáàdì, mo fẹ́ bá Jésù jọba ni.
And this is what will aid our only life in us.
Tó wá jẹ́ pé eléyìí ni ó mú ìgbé ayé ìwà mímọ́ wá láti inú ayé wa.
Because if you are not heavenly minded, you can't live a holy life.
Torí pé tí a ò bá máa ronú nípa ti ìjọba ọ̀run, a kò lè gbégbé ayé ìwà mímọ́.
If you are not heavenly minded, these things, the cares of world will still choke our life up.
Bí a ò bá máa ronú nípa ìjọba ọ̀run, ohun afẹ́ ayé yìí yóò fún ọkàn wa pa.
If you are not conscious about heaven, Satan will still come and pick that seed that God is sowing in our life.
Bí ìjọba ọ̀run ò bá wà láàyè nínú ọkàn wa, èṣù sì máa mú irúgbìn tí Ọlọ́run tó ń fọ́n sínú ọkàn wa á sì mú jẹ.
So, what are you engaging your heart on?
Nítorí náà, kí ni ohun tí wọ́n ń fi ọkàn rẹ ṣe lọ́wọ́lọ́wọ́ báyìí?
In this meeting, where is your heart?
Nínú ìpàdé yìí, níbo lọkàn rẹ wà?
Are you just seeing the bodies and your heart is somewhere else?
Ṣé a kàn ń rí ara rẹ lásán ni Kòròfo tí ọkàn rẹ dẹ̀ wà níbò mí?
Where is your heart?
Níbo ni ọkàn rẹ wà?
Please, I'm begging this morning.
Mo ń bẹ̀ ọ́ ní lówùúrọ̀ yìí.
Let your heart come home.
Jẹ́ kí ọkàn rẹ wálé.
Because God wants to do something that is enough for you to travel with.
Nítorí pé Ọlọ́run fẹ́ ṣe ohun tí ó máa tó fún ìrìn àjò rẹ.
God wants to kindle a fire that God will continue adding fuel to so that you can attain that place.
Ọlọ́run fẹ́ dá iná kan nínú ọkàn rẹ èyí tí a máa bu epo sí kóbakóba lè débi tó ń lọ.
Don't forget o, the wise virgin, they add oil in their lamp.
Má gbàgbé wípé àwọn wúndíá márùn-ún tí wọ́n ti jẹ́ ọlọgbọ́n wọ́n ní òróró nínú àtùpà wọn.
But the foolish, they had no oil.
Ṣùgbọ́n àwọn tí wọ́n jẹ́ aláìgbọ́n wọn ò ní òróró yìí.
So nothing to kindle that fire of the lamp.
Nítorí náà kò wá sí òróró fún wọn mọ́ tí wọ́n máa fi jẹ́ kí àtùpà wọn máa jò.
So when the lamp is dead.
Nígbà tí àtùpà dẹ̀ ti kú.
So what is their hope?
Kí wá ni ìrètí wọn báyìí?
If the fire that is burning the fire in your life, when it stops, what is your hope?
Nígbà tí òróró tó ń jó iná tó wà nínú ọkàn rẹ lọ́wọ́lọ́wọ́ báyìí tó bá lọlẹ̀, kí wá ni ìrètí rẹ?
What will your hope be if Jesus Christ never starts something anew in your life in this retreat?
Kí ni ìrètí rẹ yóò jẹ́ tí Ọlọ́run tí Olúwa wa Jésù Kristì ò bá dá iná tuntun nínú ọkàn rẹ nínú ìpàdé yìí?
When God is speaking, God is speaking, God is speaking, somebody beside you is catching fire and your own life just remains the same, what will be your hope?
Nígbà tí Ọlọ́run bá ń sọ̀rọ̀ tí ọkàn àwọn ènìyàn ní tó wà lẹ́gbẹ̀ẹ́ rẹ̀ dẹ̀ ń gba iná jẹ, kí ló máa jẹ́ ìrètí títí rẹ nígbà tí kankan bá ṣẹlẹ̀ sí ọ?
Please, I'm begging again.
Ẹ jọ̀ọ́, mò ń bẹ̀ wá lẹ́ẹ̀kan sí ni.
God is so serious about today's meeting.
Ọlọ́run mú ọ̀rọ̀ ìpàdé òní ní ọ̀kúnkúndùn.
Because he wants to kindle a fire.
Nítorí pé ó fẹ́ dá iná kan kalẹ̀.
You don't understand.
Sọ̀rọ̀ mi yí ọ báyìí.
See, if your heart has not been right, you saw this why. Bí ọkọ rẹ̀ ò bá ti wà ní ipò tó yẹ kó wà láti ọjọ́ yìí. If your heart is full of thorns, it's not this vine.
Bí ọkọ rẹ̀ bá ti ẹ̀tí kún fún àwọn ẹ̀gún láti ìgbà díẹ̀ sẹ́yìn.
If your heart is full of thorns or weeds, it's not this vine.
Bó bá ti ẹ̀jẹ̀ kó ti kún fún oríṣiríṣi koríko ni.
If the trees in your life, they are just trees that just find space and grow up.
Tó bá jẹ́ pé àwọn igi tó ti wù nínú ayé rẹ̀, àwọn igi tó kàn máa ń lalẹ̀ wù lásán fún àwọn ni.
I want you to just weed them off.
Mo fẹ́ kó wá mú oko báyìí, kó wá ro oko wọn.
Because when a fire is kindled, it will burn everything off.
Nítorí pé tí iná bá ti sọ̀kalẹ̀ sínú ọkàn rẹ, yóò jẹ gbogbo wọn run ni.
So let's prepare that heart so that God can start that fire, so that everything can be burnt off.
Nítorí náà, jẹ́ ká pèsè ọkàn wa yìí, kí Ọlọ́run ba lè dá iná yìí tí ó máa jó gbogbo àwọn ọkàn wọn.
Because the word of God will be coming out like fire today.
Torí ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run yóò jáde gẹ́gẹ́ bí iná ní òwúrọ̀ yìí.
It will be coming out like two-edged sword.
Yóò jáde bí ìdá olójú méjì.
And it's ready to work in our hearts.
Ó dẹ̀ ti ṣetán láti ṣiṣẹ́ nínú ọkàn wa.
God has not called this meeting so that we can be seeing your faces and so that we can show off ourselves.
Ọlọ́run ò pe ìpàdé yìí ká ba lè máa wọ̀ ọ́ lójú lásán, ká ba dẹ̀ lè fi ara hàn gẹ́gẹ́ bí ọlọgbọ́n.
But God has called this meeting so that he himself can do something in our life.
Ṣùgbọ́n Ọlọ́run pe ìpàdé yìí nítorí pé ó fẹ́ ṣe nǹkan nínú ayé wa ni.
It's because he is concerned about us.
Nítorí pé ó ní wa lọ́kàn ló ṣe pe ìpàdé yìí.
He find us so precious in his sight.
Nítorí pé a jẹ́ ohun tí ó wúwo lọ́wọ́ rẹ̀ lọ́pọ̀lọpọ̀.
He said the heart of one man is so precious to me.
Ó ní pé ọkàn ènìyàn kan lásán báyìí ó wúwo, ó jẹ́ iyebíye lójú òun.
God loves you so much that he could lay his own life for you.
Ọlọ́run fẹ́ràn wa débi tí ó lè jẹ́ kí ọmọ rẹ̀ kó kú fún wa.
God loves me so that he can forsake his glory and die for me.
Ó fẹ́ràn wa débi kí ó lè fi ògo rẹ̀ lẹ̀ láti wá kú fún wa.
So what is my problem?
Kí wá ní ìṣòro mi báyìí?
That I won't prepare that heart so that it can start his fire.
Kí mi ò wá ní pèsè ọkàn mi sílẹ̀ kí ó ba lè dá iná rẹ̀ sínú rẹ̀?
What is my problem that I won't repair my altar so that fire can burn?
Kí wá ní máa sọ pé ó ṣe mí tí mo fi ní tún pẹpẹ ọkàn mi ṣe kí iná yìí lè jò?
Since all this while I've been shouting that I'm a Christian.
Àtìgbà tí mo ti ń pariwo pé Kristẹni ni mí.
I've been coming across the life of unbelievers.
Tí ayé mi dẹ̀ ti ń bá ayé àwọn aláìgbàgbọ́ pàdé.
And nothing has never happened to them.
Nǹkankan ò dẹ̀ ṣẹlẹ̀ sí wọn rí.
They've never seen something different in my own life.
Wọn ò tí ì rí kankan nínú ayé mi tó yàtọ̀.
So what is my testimony?
Kí wá ni ẹ̀rí mi?
When John is saying, this is what we have experienced.
Nígbà tí Jóhánù sọ pé ohun tá a ti ní ìrírí rẹ̀ lélẹ̀.
This is what we have handled.
Ohun tí a ti fọwọ́ kàn lélẹ̀.
This is what we have heard.
Ohun tí a ti gbọ́.
See, the way he was talking about it, it is personal testimony from him.
Bí ó ṣe ń sọ ohun tí ó ṣẹlẹ̀ sí òun gangan fúnra rẹ̀ ni.
When will I have my own personal testimony?
Ìgbà wo ni mo máa ní ìrírí tèmi báyìí?
And God is saying, come.
Ọlọ́run ti sọ pé wá o.
But every time I run away from his sight.
Ṣùgbọ́n tó bá ti pè mí, ṣe ni mo ń sá lọ.
Whenever I come to his presence, I engage my heart in something else.
Nígbà tí mo bá tẹ̀tún wá wá sí iwájú rẹ̀, ọkàn mi á tún wà níbi nǹkan mìíràn.
So whenever he's talking in vain.
Tó bá wá ń sọ̀rọ̀, ó kàn ń sọ̀rọ̀ lófo ni.
His word doesn't have full expression in my life.
Ọ̀rọ̀ yẹn wà ní ṣiṣẹ́ nínú ayé mi bó ṣe yẹ kó ṣe.
I go to meetings, I attend meetings.
Mà wá lọ fún ìpàdé lọ́pọ̀lọpọ̀.
And after the meetings.
Lẹ́yìn ìpàdé wọ̀nyí.
2 weeks, 1 week, I remain the same.
Lẹ́yìn ọ̀sẹ̀ méjì, mo ti padà sí ẹsẹ̀ àárọ̀ mi.
And people look at me that, what is the essence of retreat every month?
Màá máa wò pé kí wá ni ìpàdé ìpàgọ́ tá wá ń ṣe lóṣooṣù gan-an, kí ló dá lé lórí báyìí?
We've not seen any changes in this life.
Mo ò tí ì rí ìyàtọ̀ kankan nínú ayé yìí.
Why is my own case so different?
Kí ló dé táyé tèmi ṣe wá yàtọ̀ báyìí?
Saul encountered God once.
Sọ́ọ̀lù ó bá Ọlọ́run pàdé lẹ́ẹ̀kan.
And God changed his whole story.
Gbogbo ayé ẹ̀dẹ̀ yí padà láti ojú kan náà.
That harlot met God once.
Aṣẹ́wó yìí ẹ̀ẹ̀kan péré ló pàdé Jésù.
And her story changed.
Ìtàn ayé rẹ̀ dẹ̀ yí padà.
That man with leprosy met Jesus Christ once.
Adẹ́tẹ̀ yẹn náà ẹ̀ẹ̀kan péré ló pàdé Jésù.
And he was old throughout his whole lifetime.
Ó dẹ̀ di mímọ́ ní gbogbo ọjọ́ ayé.
Why is my own case so hard?
Kí wá lélẹ́ tètè mi ṣe wá le tó yàtọ̀ báyìí?
It is because my heart is not in good condition.
Torí pé ọkàn mi ò sí ní ìpèsè sílẹ̀ ni.
Because I have not prepared my heart.
Ọkàn mi ò tí ì múra sílẹ̀ ni bó ṣe yẹ kó rí.
I want us to stand on our feet as we
pray. Mo fẹ́ kí a dìde dúró ka gbàdúrà.
That God.
Wípé Olúwa.
Look at my heart and weed my heart this morning.
Wo ọkàn mi kí o sì ro ọkàn mi.
Weed my heart from every week that is that is not allowing your word to find its full expression in my life.
Oluwa ro gbogbo koriko to wu ninu okan mi ti o je ki oro re le ni ise to fe ko ti o je ko le se ise re ninu aye mi ro danu.
So that your word can find its full expression in my life this morning.
Ki oro re le se ise re bo ti ye ko se ninu aye mi.
So that you can kindle that fire you promised this morning.
Ki ina ti o ti se lewi re fun aye ko le jo ninu okan mi.
Lord, do this to us.
Oluwa se yi fun wa.
I want us to start praying that God with my life.
Oluwa ro ko okan mi.
I can't hide anything from you.
Mi o le fo nkan pa won fun o.
Everything is open and naked before you.
Ohun gbogbo ni o si sile niwaju re.
You know my heart condition now.
O mo bi okan mi se ri lowo lowo bayi.
You know my heart state now.
O mo bi okan mi se ri.
That's why I say come into my life and with my life.
Nítorí náà mo ṣe ni pé kò wá sínú ayé mi kò sì roko ayé mi.
You know that thoughts are in my life.
O mọ̀ pé àwọn ẹ̀gún wà nínú ayé mi.
Real that I take care for this world that is passing away.
Ṣé o mọ̀ pé ìfẹ́ ayé tó ń kọjá lọ sí wà lọ́kàn mi?
Real that I'm still crazy about the fashion of this world.
Ṣé o mọ̀ pé oge ayé yóò ṣì jẹ mí lógún?
Lord, help my life this morning.
Olúwa ran ayé mi lọ́wọ́ lónìí.
Lord, help my life this morning.
Olúwa ran ayé mi lọ́wọ́ lówùrọ̀
yìí. Lord, help my life this morning.
Olúwa ran ayé mi lọ́wọ́ lówùrọ̀ yìí.
Why will I come and I remain the same?
Báwo ni mo ṣe máa wá tí mo ṣe máa wà bákan náà?
Why will you do something in the life of the person beside me and I will remain the same?
Báwo ni wàá ṣe wá ṣiṣẹ́ nínú ayé ẹni tó wà lẹ́gbẹ̀ẹ́ mi tẹ́mi ò ní yàtọ̀?
Lord, please attend to my case this morning.
Olúwa dá sí ọ̀rọ̀ mi lónìí.
There is a promise for every day.
Ìlérí wà fún gbogbo ọjọ́.
And there is something you have promised to do today.
Ó dẹ̀ ní ohun tó ti ṣe ìlérí láti ṣe lónìí.
God, don't pass me by.
Olúwa má rìn mí kọjá.
Lord, don't pass me by.
Olúwa má kọjá mi.
Lord, don't pass me by.
Olúwa má kọjá mi.
See, help my life.
Ran ayé mi lọ́wọ́.
With my life seriously.
Roko ayé mi.
With my life seriously.
Roko ayé mi dáradára.
Please, I'm begging, let's pray to God.
Mo ń bẹ̀ ọ́ ni, jẹ́ ká gbàdúrà.
So by the time you start visiting life, you will not jump your life.
Kó bá má fò ọ kọjá nígbà tí o bá bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí bẹ ayé àwọn ènìyàn.
So by the time you start looking at people's life, you will not jump you.
Kí o bá má fò ọ kọjá nígbà tí o bá bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí wo ayé àwọn ènìyàn.
So by the time you start kindling his fire, you will not jump your life.
Kó bá má fò ayé rẹ nígbà tí o bá bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí da iná rẹ nínú ọkọ̀ àwọn ènìyàn.
Tell him now so that it will not be too late.
Sọ fún kí o má bà pẹ́ jù.
Encounter once when you miss it, it takes years to get it back.
Ìbápàdé yìí tí ẹ kò ní tó bá ti pàdánù rẹ̀ o lè má gbà padà mọ́ fún ọkọ̀
ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀. Ask for his mercy this morning.
Bèrè fún àánú ní òwúrọ̀ yìí.
Ask for his mercy this morning.
Bèrè fún àánú ní òwúrọ̀ yìí.
That in his mercy he should rid your life.
Wípé nínú àánú rẹ̀ kí o roko ayé rẹ̀.
In his mercy he should rid your life.
Nínú àánú rẹ̀ kí o roko ayé rẹ̀.
In his mercy he should prepare the altar of your heart.
Nínú àánú rẹ̀ kí o pèsè pẹpẹ ayé ọkàn rẹ̀.
So that fire can burn on the altar of my life.
Kí iná lè jó lórí pẹpẹ náà.
Tell him now because the fire is coming.
Sọ fún nation tó wípé iná náà ń bọ̀.
Those people that are coming with the fire have already prepared.
Àwọn tí wọ́n ń bọ̀ pẹ̀lú iná náà, wọ́n ti pèsè ara wọn sílẹ̀ tán.
Jesus Christ himself is coming today.
Jesu Kristi fúnra rẹ̀ ó ń bọ̀ lénìí.
He is coming to visit us in this meeting.
Ó ń bọ̀ láti bẹ̀ wá wò nínú ìpàdé yìí.
She is coming to visit us this morning.
Ó ń bọ̀ láti bẹ ọkàn wò nínú ìpàdé yìí lónìí.
But when he comes, where will your heart be?
Ṣùgbọ́n nígbà tó bá dé, níbo ni ọkàn rẹ yóò wà?
When he comes, where will my heart be?
Nígbà tó bá dé, níbo ni ọkàn tèmi náà yóò wà?
That's why I want us to pray now.
Torí ẹ̀ mo fẹ́ ka gbàdúrà ní.
That God look into my heart and read my heart.
Wípé Olúwa wó ọkàn mi kó dẹ̀ roko rẹ̀.
If you have an altar before.
Bí o bá ní pẹpẹ nígbà kan rí.
That all you need is repair.
Tó dẹ̀ jẹ́ pé ó yẹ ká kàn ṣe àtúnṣe rẹ̀ ní.
Ask God to repair it now.
Sọ fún Ọlọ́run pé kó ṣe àtúnṣe rẹ̀ ní.
Ask God to repair it now.
Sọ fún Ọlọ́run pé kó ṣe àtúnṣe rẹ̀ ní.
So that the fire can burn.
Kí iná náà kí o lè jó.
How will it be that after this meeting wherever I get to, my fire affects life?
Báwo ni yóò ṣe dùn tó? Mo tó bá jẹ́ pé nígbà tí máa kúrò nínú ìpàdé yìí, iná mi yóò máa jó ayé àwọn ènìyàn.
How will it be that wherever I get to, people that they are cold, they will start catching fire?
Báwo ni yóò ṣe dùn tó bá jẹ́ pé àwọn ènìyàn tí wọ́n ti tutù tẹ́lẹ̀tẹ́lẹ̀ rí tán bá ti pàdé mi, iná yóò máa bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí jó wọn.
How will it be that somebody that is lukewarm when they come across my life, fire will start afresh in their life?
Báwo ni yóò ṣe dùn tó jẹ́ pé àwọn èèyàn tí wọ́n wà ní kògbóná kò tutù tán bá ti pàdé mi báyìí, iná Ọlọ́run á bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí máa jó nínú wọn.
But if this will be my testimony.
Ṣùgbọ́n bẹ́lẹ̀ bá máa jẹ́ ẹ̀rí mi.
I need to be on fire first.
Mo èmi gangan ní láti wà ní inú jíjó lọ́wọ́.
I need to be on fire first.
Èmi gangan gbọ́dọ̀ gbóná girigiri.
Because the kingdom of God is not what you take with a mere hand.
Nítorí pé ìjọba Ọlọ́run kò ń ṣe nǹkan tá à ń fi ọwọ́ yẹpẹrẹ mú.
It's what you put all your strength and all your power in it.
Ohun tí a máa lo gbogbo agbára wa àti ipá wa fún ni.
So if God is saying he wants to start with you, he wants to kindle a fire. So let's prepare our hearts. Say, God, prepare me for today. Lord, prepare me for what you have today. Please kindle your fire in my life.
Oluwa, da ina re sinu okan mi.
Having listened to the undiluted word of God, we implore you to respond to this message prayerfully. Remember, it is what you do with what you hear that brings about transformation. For further inquiries or counsel, or for more information on our discipleship labors, please contact us on
080-334-8058, 080-813-8536,
080-7455-8177, 081-409-91321, or visit our blogspot at www.reformationplatform.com.
When it's all been said and done, there is just one thing that matters. Did I do my best to live for truth? Did I live my life